This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Rich Jones, Christine Bellino, live on location at the Clay County Sheriff's Office. And we value the partnership with all local law enforcement. And one of the reasons why we're out in the community is to spotlight some of the good that's happening. And especially, Christine, as we're into the summer months, as patterns change, we see kids out of school, so more kids are out in the community on the streets. The collaboration that has to happen to keep families in the community safe, so valuable. And this is our opportunity to kind of go a little bit beyond just the headlines.
Mm-hmm. And when we have a little bit of time to get in depth with some of those newsmakers that we have here at our that we're so fortunate to have in front of us.
And so many people have been attracted to this community for different reasons, and one of them is Deputy Sheriff Matt Swartz, who's a training coordinator here with the Sheriff's Office. And when I asked what brought you to Clay County, he pointed at his wedding ring. So clearly was attracted due to a love in the community. Welcome to Clay County. You've joined in 2022 after decades of law enforcement elsewhere.
Yes, I've got when I first came down here, it was after 23 years with the New York State Police, and I retired, and I came down south, like a lot of people, looking for warmer weather and colder taxes. HOAs make up the difference on the
tax
money.
They tend to do that, don't they?
But I was an instructor for the federal law enforcement, and they had me traveling all over the country teaching at different police departments. And after a few years of that, I decided I wanted to stay local and was serious with a lady. And we wound up getting married, and I wound up in the process also deciding to come to Clay after a little bit of research, some of the different departments in the area. So that being said, after so many years of actually being out working in the job, it was refreshing to start here. It's a young department. There's a lot going on. Our staff is incredible, and our partnership with the community is even better. I'm basically the brand new guy, but everybody could tell I was the old guy. So as I was out doing my field training and stuff like that, I would have a lot of people come up and talk to me, expect me to be the old guy, the senior man, but technically being new. One thing that I was very impressed with and pleased to see was how outgoing everybody was. And like I said, I was the new guy, and we were going to handle different complaints, and people were constantly coming up and, you know, thank you for your service, please stay safe this holidays, and wanting to shake our hand and things like that. And in all my years, I just wasn't exactly used to that after so much civil unrest, and it seemed like everybody wanted to burn down a police department for a few years. But things had settled down, and of course here it was still, you know, very well supported in the community. So that was a lot of what brought me on here.
You mentioned the youth of the department, and so being involved in the training, how has training had to evolve to kind of keep up with the pace and the young generation that's moving into law enforcement?
A lot of the training has stayed similar. I mean, there's updates and better techniques and some better tactics. So, and I can say, you know, after all my years in law enforcement, people still break the same types of laws and do the same types of mistakes. The technology is really what's changed a lot. I gotta say, it's really very interesting to be able to do a report and submit it, and your sergeant's 45 miles away, but can bounce it back at you as fast as you can hit the submit button from 45 miles away for corrections and that. But as far as training, a lot of it stayed the same. We just try to keep up with some of the trends, things that have changed as far as you know, sometimes laws and updates, but then again, some of the technology too. I've actually in the last couple months just started using the ChatGPT to help write lesson plans and prepare some presentations and things like that.
This is like a real life. For those who watch The Rookie, you're like a real life rookie.
Yeah, the old rookie.
Yeah, the old rookie. You have a very incredible personal story of triumph in law enforcement. Do you care to share some of your personal story?
Yes. I was still fairly young in law enforcement. I had about 9 years in, but I was injured in a crash, and I wound up in a coma for about a month. And during that time, my leg was so badly damaged, they had to amputate it. And of course, I laugh now because a lot of people don't know what to say or how to ask, and they'll say, I see you lost your leg, and I always laugh about it. I didn't lose it. That sounds like I just forgot where I put it and walked away from it. Technically, they stole it while I was sleeping.
While you were sleeping, yeah.
But I had just about a year-long recovery to get back to regular duty, because we didn't have light duty with the state police. You either did the job or you were gone. So I did. I fought like crazy, went through a very intense physical therapy sessions, and I did make it back. And then I finished out shortly after that. It was actually when I became an instructor with the state police, and I was also doing a lot of different public speaking events. And, you know, one thing led to another with that, and I got a lot better speaking out in public. But I wound up retiring after about 11 years with that, with the leg. And then that's when I went to federal law enforcement, and I did that for about 8 years, traveling the country teaching, before I wound up here, a new home, new wife, and a new department. And
but like in between, said, you got injured again.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot about that. While I was working for the feds traveling, I was involved in another crash. That time it was a girl that was high on meth and Xanax, not paying attention to her driving, but she hit me head on. And orthopedically was worse than the first crash. Oh. The doctors told me that. And I said, how could it be worse? I lost my leg. And he said, well, I'm your orthopedic surgeon. You can either take my word for it or find out for yourself. So, yes, the second one, it was on the same side as already having the amputation, but it broke my femur, broke my hip, and I have plates in my arm and pinned. I can't make it through the airport checkpoints now.
So you're the bionic rookie.
Just about half and half.
Right.
Well, the service that you've given to so many generations at this point, and the next generation of law enforcement here in Clay County, is so valued and valuable. So thank you for your service, and we appreciate you sharing some of your story with us as well.
And to take that one step further, a little shout out for my parents. Both my parents were police officers also. And my dad, he actually retired after 31 years from Cooperstown Police Department, where the Baseball Hall of Fame is. So it's literally a lifetime of law enforcement for me.
Wow. Well, thank you for your service, and we appreciate you stopping by to visit with us today. Deputy Sheriff Training Coordinator, Deputy Matt Swartz with the Clay County Sheriff's Office. Thank you. 619 on Jacksonville's Morning News.